what's coming up now on Established in the Faith.
Some things that only God can teach. And His classroom is the wilderness. But you see, we don't like the wilderness. You'll find snakes and scorpions in the wilderness that bite. Church is in the wilderness. People don't like to go there because the preacher says things that bite.
Hello, neighbor, and welcome today to Established in the Faith. This is Pastor James Pierce of Friendship Free Will Baptist Church over in Middlesex, North Carolina, and how so very pleased and happy we are to be with you today. Got a great message lined up for you. Hope you can stay with us for the next 30 minutes. If not, let me encourage you to go over to establishedinthefaith.com. There you can listen to today's message as well as many others that are in podcast form. Well, we're going to go on into the message now. Hope and pray it'll be a blessing to you.
If you have your Bibles this morning, turn with me, please, to the book of Numbers, chapter 1, verse 1. Numbers, chapter 1, verse 1, again today. And the Lord spake unto Moses in the wilderness of Sinai, in the tabernacle of the congregation, on the first day of the second month, in the second year after they were come out of the land of Egypt, saying, and I want to continue with the message we started last week. Egypt, the wilderness, and the tabernacle. The deliverance of the children of Israel from the Egyptian bondage is probably one of the most miraculous events recorded in the entirety of the Word of God. The Egyptians made slaves out of Israel. The business of that day was to build the treasure cities of Pharaoh. They were ferocious in their treatment of Israel, made them work down in the mud pits, making brick. There was a certain tally that had to be made every day, a certain tally that had to be laid every day in building these buildings, and whatever the case, it was bad. Egypt is a type of the world system, in all of its bondage. It's all about the fame, the glory, the riches, the numbers, none of which is of God. God delivered His people because He had something far greater for them to build. Now listen to what I'm saying. They were building the treasure cities of Pharaoh, but God had something greater for them to build, and what He wanted them to build was the tabernacle, because God wanted to come down and actually dwell with His people in that tabernacle. And they could not build the house of God in Egypt and build the house of Satan at the same time. He that has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit is saying. You cannot live for God and live a lifestyle of Satan at the same time. It won't work. It does not work, has not worked. The Bible says, 2 Corinthians 6:16, what agreement has the temple of God with idols? You are the temple of the living God. And God has said, I will dwell in them and walk in them and will be their God, and they shall be my people. Wherefore come out from among them, and be ye separate, saith the Lord of hosts, and touch not the unclean thing, and I will receive you. I will be a father unto you, and ye shall be my sons and daughters, saith the Lord Almighty. Much of the modern church today is in Egypt. Entertainment has taken the place of the true worship of God. They've traded the altar for the counselor's couch. They don't have preachers in their churches anymore. Now they've got life coaches. Are you hearing me? It's no longer founded on Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. The message is now founded on Freud, Maslow, and Rogers, the fathers of modern-day humanistic psychology. Most of the messages that you hear in churches today are motivational or relational psychology, with a little scripture mixed in to make it acceptable. Most of what is being preached in churches today is not the gospel of Jesus Christ. Sadly and regrettably today, a lot of the modern church today has adopted the business models of the world to try to grow the church. The church on steroids. Just because there's a lot of people going to a church doesn't mean that it's a healthy church. Church growth is not my job. Church growth is really not your job. Church growth is God's job. He's the one that builds the house. The Holy Spirit is the one who builds the church, and He works within the confines of the finished work of Christ. That's how the Holy Spirit works. So how does all this work, Brother James? How do we grow the church? Here's how we grow the church. Preachers, listen to me right now by Facebook. Here's how you grow your church. Preach the gospel of Jesus Christ and Him crucified. That's how you grow the true church of Jesus Christ. It pleased God through the foolishness of preaching. 1 Corinthians 1 verse 21. Paul said it pleased God by the foolishness of preaching to save them that believe. For the Jews require a sign and the Greeks seek after wisdom. But we preach Christ crucified. To the Jews a stumbling block and to the Greeks it's foolishness. But unto us who are saved it is the power of God. Jesus said in John 12, 32, Jesus said, if I be lifted up, I will draw all men unto me. This he said, signifying what death he should die. That right there, ladies and gentlemen, is God's growth program. And if we deter from it in any way, shape, form, or fashion, then we are not going according to God's plan, and we got a church on steroids, and my friend, that's not good. We need to be a church that's full of the Holy Ghost and not drugged up and stoned out of our minds on the things of the world. But we brought in all kinds of stuff into the church today to try to grow the church. Worldly stuff. Brother James, I want a bigger church. You got to be faithful in a few things before you can be successful in many things. I'm just telling you what the book says. You got to be faithful with the few that's right there in front of you. But see, a lot of the preachers today, they're all about the folks that are out there, and the ones that's sitting right there in front of them go lacking. You got to look after the flock and the ones that are right there in front of you. And God will deal with them that are out there. I'm not saying we need to let the folks out there go. God help us. We're on radio stations left and right, taking on more and more all the time as God opens up the door and the funds allow. Just recently got on Facebook, live streaming the services. Those of you listening by radio, you can find it. It's Friendship. FWB Church of Emmett, North Carolina. Go to Facebook, type that in, you'll find us, and you'll see the message I'm preaching right now is uploaded there, and you can watch it. if you so choose to do so. There ain't a whole lot to see, but there's a lot to hear. Because it's the gospel of Jesus Christ. It's the gospel of Jesus Christ. All right. God's growth program. My job is to preach the gospel of Jesus Christ. Your job as a parishioner is to support it. Support the gospel of Christ. We've got to learn to trust God and His ways. And His classroom is in the wilderness. Exodus 13:17, it came to pass when Pharaoh let the people go that God led them not through the way of the land of the Philistines, although that way was nearer. For God said, lest peradventure the people repent when they see war and they return to Egypt. The land of Philistines was the way well traveled. It was the easy road. If it were left up to Israel, that's probably the route they would have taken. But they would have been encountered by the Philistines, and war would have broke out, and the people would have turned back to Egypt. Egypt, the ways of the world, is the default position. You and I were born in the world, raised in the world. We were taught to feed ourselves, wash ourselves, clothe ourselves, feed ourselves, to work for ourselves. It's all about me, 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 and some of that's good, but it can get to be bad because we have a sin nature. And it gets to be all about us. Our default position is the world, the ways of the world, and the way the world does things. But when you get saved and you come out from among the world, there's a new way you've got to learn. That's God's way. But our default position is the world. We want to resort back to the ways of the world instead of God's way. God's way is simple faith in Christ, who He is and what He did at Calvary. And the Holy Spirit works within that. And then we walk after the Spirit. If we walk after the Spirit, we won't fulfill the lust of the flesh. But see, sometimes we like to take shortcuts. We like to go down through the land of Philistines, the easy route. If I want the big muscles, I can pop the steroid real quick. And we want the big church. We want to be the super Christian. It doesn't happen overnight, friend. It takes time. And it takes that classroom of the wilderness to learn some things. You see, it's in the wilderness that God wants to show us His power. The Bible says in Exodus 13:18, that God led the people through the way of the wilderness of the Red Sea. God wants to show us His power. He wants to show us that He can make a way where there is no way. And He can do it, friend. He did it then and He's doing it now. He led them into the wilderness. You see, we live in an age now where you can find out just about whatever you want to find out with the click of a button. Even as it pertains to the Word of God. You know, when I think of a scripture, you know, I know a few words of it. You can type in a little bit of it and Google it, and it'll probably pull it right up for you nowadays. Instant information. Click of a button. But there are some things that only God can teach. And His classroom is the wilderness. But you see, we don't like the wilderness. The wilderness is a desert place. There's no food in the wilderness. There's no water in the wilderness. You'll find snakes and vipers and scorpions in the wilderness that bite. Churches in the wilderness, you've got a lot of empty pews. Churches in the wilderness, you don't have many people attending on Wednesday nights. Churches in the wilderness, people don't like to go there because the preacher says things that bites. People don't like to go there because the preacher says things that offend people. Brother James, you ought not to preach like you do because you offend people. I'm not going to stop. I'm not going to quit. I'm not changing the message. I'm going to tell you what the book right here says, and the pieces fall where they will. If you get offended, you got a problem. You need to talk to God about it. I'm just a delivery boy. I'm just a messenger boy. If you don't like what I'm saying, take it up with my boss. Desert place. Snakes. Scorpions. Things are said that bite. It's my job. That's my business. I don't get any brownie points. The church ain't busting at the seams, but hey, we're supposed to preach the book. We're supposed to deal with sin. We're supposed to give you the solution for sin, which is Christ and Him crucified. God wanted Israel to trust Him wholly for everything. For food, water, health, church growth, everything. And that's what God wants us to do today. You can't learn it going down the easy way. You've got to learn it in the wilderness, and God will lead us into the wilderness at times. He'll put you in a situation that you don't want to be in. Situation on the job, situation in your family, situation in your church family, situation at school. He's put you in the wilderness, and you wiggle and squirm, and you don't want to be there. None of us want to be there, but that's where you learn to trust God. That's the classroom. You learn to trust God in that wilderness that you're in. You're like, well, Brother James, how long have I got to be here? That depends on your faith. Israel was in that wilderness for 40 years because of a lack of faith. And a lot of them died in the wilderness. So your faith determines how long you stay in that wilderness. Are you going to trust God in your wilderness, or are you going to retreat and go back to the ways of the world and try to get out of the wilderness that way? God's way is the cross. It's always been the cross. That's what the tabernacle was all about, ladies and gentlemen. When you're in the wilderness, you don't know what to do or where to go. It's important that you hear from God. Numbers 1, verse 1, the Bible says that God spake to Moses in the wilderness of Sinai in the tabernacle of the congregation. I want you to think about this. In your Bible, the first three chapters are given over to the creation of this world, the creation of man, and the fall of man. But yet when it comes to the tabernacle, there are over 50 chapters given of how to construct and what to do as it pertains to the tabernacle, its furnishings, the altars, and so forth, the vessels, all of it. 50 chapters. More time and detail was given to the tabernacle than it was the creation of this world. That right there ought to tell you something. God wants us to focus on His tabernacle. That tabernacle and every detail pointed to Christ and what He would do for us at Calvary's cross. That tabernacle was the place where God dwelt in the holy place. On the Ark of the Covenant between the mercy seat and the two cherubims. The tabernacle, ladies and gentlemen, was the center point of Israel, the focal point of Israel. Everything centered around that tabernacle because that's where God dwelt. There was always a cloud over that tabernacle, and when the cloud moved, then the children of Israel were to move. The problem today is we got churches moving in directions where God ain't moved. The tabernacle, 50 chapters given in detail as it pertains to its construction and so forth, and the way the sacrifices were to be carried out and so forth. When you entered into the gate of the tabernacle, the first piece of furniture that you came to was the brazen altar. The brazen altar is where all the sacrifices were offered up. The only way you're going to approach God or even come close to God in that tabernacle, in the holy place, the first place you come to was that altar. That brazen altar where all the lambs would be offered up. You'd bring your lamb without spot, without blemish to the priest, and he would slit the throat of that little animal, and the hot blood would pour out. And the priest would take that animal and cut it up and lay it on that altar, and the fire, the smoke would go up before God, and God would accept the sacrifice for the sins of the people. All of it was a type of Christ and what Christ would do for you and I. Folks, Jesus said, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that enters not by the door into the sheepfold, but climbeth up some other way, the same is a thief and a robber." Jesus Christ is the door. There's no other way to God but through him. He said in John 10, verse 9, "I am the door. By me, if any man enter, he shall be saved, and shall go in and out and find pasture." In John 14, 6, he said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me." The only way to God is through the door of his Son, Jesus Christ. The only way to Christ is through the cross, and the only way to the cross is by denial of self. Let me say that again. The only way to God is through the door, which is Jesus Christ. The only way to Jesus Christ is through the cross. The only way to the cross is through a denial of self. Luke 9:23, Jesus said, "If any man come after me, let him deny himself, take up the cross daily, and follow me. For whosoever shall save his life shall lose it, but whosoever shall lose his life for my sake, the same shall save it." All right, let's look at God's timing. Numbers 1, verse 1 again. "The Lord spake unto Moses in the wilderness of Sinai, in the tabernacle of the congregation, on the first day of the second month, in the second year after they were come out of the land of Egypt, saying." I hear people say all the time, "Oh, I wish God would speak to us like he did in the Old Testament. Oh, Brother James, if I could just hear an audible voice of God, then I would know what I'm supposed to do in life and where I'm supposed to be." And if you did hear a voice, would you obey him any better than you do now? Hebrews 1, verse 1. "God, who at sundry times and in diverse manners spake in time past unto the fathers by the prophets," through Moses, through that tabernacle in the past, "has in these last days," the day in which you and I now live, "he has spoken unto us by his Son, Jesus Christ, whom he has appointed the heir of all things, by whom also he made the worlds." And my friend, we have contained within the Word of God that which God has spoken. He speaks to us today through his Word. And as I said earlier, three chapters in Genesis is given over to the construction of this world, the creation of man, the fall of man. But he said something in Genesis 3:15, right after the fall, "The seed of the woman will bruise the head of the serpent." From Genesis 3:15 right on out to the end of the book of Revelation, it's all about the coming Redeemer, the Lord Jesus Christ. If you want to know what the story of the Bible is, it's the story of the cross. And when you read the Word of God, if you'll view it through the lens of the cross, my friend, you'll hear what God is saying in His Word. If there was ever a time that the church needs to hear what the Spirit of God is saying, it is now. We've got to come out of the world, Egypt. We can't go down in the Philistines. We can't take the easy way. We got to be in the classroom of the wilderness, because that's where God can teach us, and our focus must be on the tabernacle.
Today has been a blessing to you, and you would like to have a free CD copy of this message, just give us a call or text us at 252-299-4234. You can also go to establishedinthefaith.com. There you will find today's message as well as many others that are in podcast form. But perhaps you need someone to just talk to just pray with you about something. Again, just give us a call at 252-299-4234. This program is an outreach ministry of Friendship Free Will Baptist Church over in Middlesex, North Carolina, as well depends on the prayerful and generous financial support of listeners like you. To contact us or to contribute to this ministry, go to establishedinthefaith.com, click on the Donate tab. It's easy, and all donations are safe and secure through PayPal. You can also mail us at Established in the Faith, P.O. Box 601, Bailey, North Carolina, 27807. We look forward to hearing from you.
I'm Haven.
And I'm Juliana.
And you've been listening to Established in the Faith with our dad, James Pierce. He's the pastor of Friendship Free Will Baptist Church over in Middlesex, North Carolina.
That's right, girls. And every Sunday morning we have Sunday school starting at 9 o'clock and worship service at 10, as well as Bible study and prayer meeting every Wednesday night at 7 o'clock. All of these services are broadcast to the parking lot for those of you who wish to participate drive-in style.
And the church is located at 744 Friendship Church Road in Middlesex, North Carolina, near the EMED community. On the website, if you click on the Contact Us tab, Google Maps will bring you right to us. We would love to have you, and we hope to see you there.
And we hope today's program has been a blessing to you. Thank you for listening, and God bless you.